Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to the Walk.se, the ongoing podcast about becoming a minimalist vagabond while walking from Stockholm to Sydney. Well, here I am. I'm sitting in Bangkok, suffering from a little bit of culture shock and trying to adapt to new circumstances. Everything is a bit different here, and although it's a change, it feels exciting and fresh. Well, fresh is maybe not a word I would use to describe Bangkok, but I think you get the idea of what I mean. Other things have changed as well. I'm here on my own. I had been considering walking Asia with just a backpack for a while, without the mule, and that's what I finally decided to do. The mule is resting, and the alu box is on its way to Sweden, and I brought an Osprey 48-litre backpack in San Diego. I'm going very minimalist and have cut down my pack list to the bare minimum. After all, I'm going to have to carry it all myself. And here it is, the pack list. One thin fleece jumper, two t-shirts, one long-sleeved shirt, one short-sleeved shirt, one pair of shorts, one pair of thin long pants, one pair of thin training shorts, generally used as bathing shorts, four pair of underpants, and a couple of those are more or less worn out, so there's only two pair really, four pair of socks, again the same thing, two pair are almost worn out, so they'll be being thrown away shortly. A lightweight Gore-Tex type jacket, flip-flops, Teva sandals, again, almost worn out, and I'll just be wearing them for a few more days before they wear out completely and I can throw them away. A pair of Merrell barefoot shoes, a small basic toiletries kit, a travel towel, a small basic first aid kit, reading glasses, sunglasses, sunscreen, a tent, a sleeping bag liner, I'm not bringing a sleeping bag, my foam sleeping pad, a lighter, an emergency water filter, sort of like a thick straw that you can suck water through and it'll filter it. Some thin cord, this is some guy line from a tent to use from everything from washing to fixing stuff. Some emergency food, some power bars, thanks Alina. My MacBook Air with charger, my Xperia Z compact phone, a USB charger, an extra battery that'll work both for the telephone and for my camera, a solar charger, travel adapter, my Ricoh GR camera with an extra battery, and some SD memory cards in a shock and waterproof case. All that packs into my Osprey Kestrel 48 backpack, along with a small extra courier bag that I can use to organize the valuables and use as a carry-on, luggage when I fly. And that's it. That list might look like a lot of stuff, but it's really not much stuff at all. It all fits into the 48-liter backpack, including the sleeping pad, which, although very light, takes up a lot of space. All loaded up, it weighs 14 kilos, which I think is very respectable considering that I have both a lot of electronics and a tent with me. I might need to try to find a multi-tool or a Leatherman or something similar, or maybe just a knife. I will be having a look around the markets in Bangkok to see what I can find. The flight to Bangkok was long. First a 1 hour 40 minute flight to San Francisco, followed by a little bit more than 4 hour stopover there. Then a 13-hour flight to Taipei with a very quick transfer to a 3-hour 40-minute flight to Bangkok. And I arrived in Bangkok at 1:45 in the morning. And I hadn't really been able to get any sleep at all on the plane and I was not well rested by the time we landed in Bangkok. After passing through immigration and customs, I spent some time hanging around the airport waiting for the sun to rise. I had booked a room on Siloam Road, and I planned to walk into town, but I just didn't want to get started in the dark. And anyway, I wouldn't be able to check into the hotel before 3 p.m. So I spent the time getting a prepaid Thai SIM card for my phone, eating and wandering around looking at all the travelers and backpackers that were sleeping, basically on any free surface at all. There was a definite backpacker, budget, traveler feel to the airport, and in a way it felt nice. It's sort of welcoming, actually. As the sun started rising, I started my first days walking in Asia. Yet another continent to add to the list. Like most airports in the world, it was very difficult to find a good walkway. They always seem to be organized for motor transport, and there never seems to be provisions for walkers. But once I left the vicinity of the airport, it got a lot easier. It's interesting to walk in Bangkok, so different from either the USA or Europe. I took my time, walking slowly and having lots of breaks. I was tired after not getting much sleep for the last 24 hours, and I'm not used to carrying the backpack. Now, I hope most of my tiredness was due to the lack of sleep and not the extra weight. Funny fact, my total weight, including the backpack, is actually less than my own weight when I started from Stockholm. It was warm but cloudy, and after what felt like a long day, I arrived at my hotel on Silom Road. I pretty much crashed that evening, and any thoughts of exploring were lost in like a dim weariness. I even forgot to get something to eat. I've now spent a few days exploring Bangkok, mostly on foot, and am ready to move on. There seems to be three big areas of entertainment in Bangkok: shopping, eating, and sex. The shopping is divided into shopping centres and street vendors. The shopping centres are no longer cheap the way they once were, and a lot of stuff is actually more expensive than in the USA. Camping equipment is much more expensive, and I'm glad I bought my backpack before leaving America. The street shopping can be very cheap, but then that is often reflected in the quality of the goods. And I mean, how much stuff do you need anyway? Truth is that I'm rather put off by all the unbridled commercialism on show. And looks like I'm becoming a true minimalist at heart. All that said, I did buy a pair of Oakley sunglasses for $200. They were guaranteed to be original copies, that is. I need a new pair as my police sunglasses, which I bought in Cyprus for €10, have taken a bit of a beating and are looking decidedly second-hand. Eating is great here, especially if you like Thai food. Again, there's a great range of prices, from expensive Western chains like Starbucks charging $140 for a latte, to a serving of Thai curry with chicken and rice costing $40 at a street side cafe. I had the curry for breakfast one day and it was brilliant. Such a change from the rather bland fast food I've been eating in the USA. I'm being a good boy and I'm staying away from the sex trade. It's pretty widespread and obvious around the tourist areas, and it's really impossible to walk down the street during your evening without being constantly propositioned. I intend to start walking south tomorrow, starting with a good 42-kilometre day. It'll be very interesting to see what it feels like now that I'm a bit better rested. Hopefully I'll survive, even if it becomes a long day. Looks like I'll have two or three longer days before I get closer to the resort areas on the eastern coast of the Thai Peninsula. Once I get there, I'm looking forward to spending a day or a few days on or near a beach, and there are plenty of them down there. And really, until then, the only thing I really need to keep doing is to keep walking.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.